Hi, Chris. It's Nadine. I just missed your call. You caught me right when I was going to go out the door.
Right. That's what I was kind of figuring.
You're like,
oh,
man.
That's why I showed up in a message or anything. So
it's okay. No, it's okay.
I was just in the middle of writing you an email.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I called you before I walked out. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Because I just wanted to verify that that appointment was set for today, correct?
No, we had it set for tomorrow.
Oh, it's Wednesday, isn't it?
Today's Wednesday.
Gosh.
Hey, man, that's okay.
Thank
you're getting
you.
Closer to Friday.
Right?
You're like,
I don't know why
minute.
I was thinking that.
You're
man,
like,
this was
you're
what
like,
happens when I get out of town, especially
listen.
When I come out of town on a Tuesday. My day
it's
completely
okay.
get old.
It's okay. I know what you were thinking. Were you already thinking, wait a minute, this chick told me that they were going to call me.
That.
I didn't get the reminder. What did I just do, right?
Well, kind of, sort of. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that didn't go through my mind at all. But
It's okay.
But
why
no,
do you think I answered? So
ironic.
Why do you think I called you back? Because I'm like, no, I already know. He's Leary,
yes,
right?
Thank
I'm going to call him.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's okay. No, it's tomorrow.
Funny, I even went on there and verified that it said Thursday and everything. I'm like,
I
well,
just,
it's past
just,
three. It's all in four. Like,
that's why when you said right
oh
now, hey, that's why when you said, was my appointment today? And I'm thinking, did you not accept? Because I saw that you accepted the invite, right? And I'm thinking to myself,
yes,
no, it's tomorrow, so it's tomorrow.
Well,
you're so silly.
Not only that, ironically, with this Angie leads, I
uh-huh.
was supposed to receive a call from one of the representatives from my account.
Right.
And
uh-huh.
he called me once on Monday, and I called him back, wasn't able to get to him, but
uh-huh.
there's been a lack of communication. He hasn't reached me.
Oh,
I tried
man.
To log into my website last night, and at 8:40, I
uh-huh.
kind of just went off of a hunch, and my account online is still through HomeAdvisor, powered by Angie.
Right.
And so I'm not even able to log into my website on Angie.com, but I have
no.
Angie Leads on my phone as the app, and so there's just this big old debacle going on right now. I reached out to
oh,
the
man.
Consultant that I've been speaking with off the get-go.
Uh-huh.
On top of it, he said that if he didn't reach me by a certain time, let him know I did. He's going to get that guy off of my account, get a new person onto my account.
Oh,
so,
okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're being responsive,
I'm just,
you know?
Right. This guy's really good with me. So I really like that you called me back as well, because that definitely shows me a lot right there even.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just
aww.
Having concerns with this Angie Leads type deal because, like I said, Angie bought out HomeAdvisor and they've been doing a bunch of
yeah.
switch around. So I'm kind of
well,
wondering
you know, they
if
bought,
I'm having
they bought
them
out a
with...
while back, though. They bought them out a while back. Okay. They
okay.
just recently changed the name. I mean, I think this happened like what, maybe two years ago. I'm going to say it was before
oh,
COVID.
Wow.
I know that. And that Angie's took
wow.
over HomeAdvisor, but just recently is when they changed Now Powered by Angie's. Because before it was still
okay.
HomeAdvisor. Just being stated
so
as HomeAdvisor.
I just feel like I'm kind of caught in the middle between the changeover, if that, you know what I mean? Because I don't know
well,
why I'm able, because my log information works for HomeAdvisor, but not AngieLead.com or Angie.com. But my app is Angie. It has nothing to do with HomeAdvisor. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
It's not working on Angie where it's supposed to work, but it's working on HomeAdvisor. It's like,
oh,
man,
oh
is this why I'm not am I being able to communicate with these leads properly? Because I've tried reaching out to a couple without any kind of response whatsoever.
Yeah, I,
so I'm
from what
I
understand,
lost in the programming.
From what I understand, others that I spoke with, I mean, it still works the same for them, but I don't know, maybe it could be that there's just a little glitch, maybe they need to do an update on your end. I don't know.
Right.
But
because
just a reminder,
I reached out to my representative or the consultant yesterday, and he's like, weird, this is a first for me, because I sent him pictures of
uh-huh.
me being logged into the HomeAdvisor, and he's like, that shouldn't be happening. So yeah, something definitely is not right.
Yeah, so maybe they just got to do a reset, or maybe it's a little glitch, but, you know, at least they're being responsive, you know? So
yep,
as a reminder,
exactly,
it's tomorrow.
Thank you.
Three
yep,
and four.
Nope.
You'll get the reminder to an hour before, remember, okay?
Yep, yep. I did see that here set up on my Google account or Google calendar.
Perfect.
Fun time.
All right.
I guess I was just a little bit too eager, if you will.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that you have my number. That's why you called. That's why when I was just getting ready to log off and I saw you calling and I said, oh no, let me call him back.
Yep, definitely appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Get some rest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, good night.
You too.
Enjoy your
Take
evening.
Care. You too.
You.
Bye-bye.